Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from His Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. The gospel today could lend itself to a number of different topics, as always. But today we're going to talk about call. And there's really no way to do that except to begin by talking about my own, because I don't know much about yours yet. So I will move along very briefly, but my upbringing was probably very much like a lot of us. I was raised in the church. I went to Sunday school. I lit candles on Sunday morning like I did today. I was confirmed. I hung in there for a while in church, had my years where I wasn't quite there, but for a number of reasons was brought back, thankfully. And then things started to happen. And again, up to this point, it's not a whole lot different. I started teaching Sunday school. I had a pastor that saw gifts, so he got me involved as one of six assisting ministers. Very small congregation, but six of us. And we got into some really, really good conversations, Pastor Jeff and I. So one day the call seemed to take a change because he looked right at me and he said, "Had you ever thought to go to seminary?" And I said, "Nope." "Would you consider going?" "Nope." "Why not?" Well, the answer was simple. Young, married, two young children, a business, these are commitments as well. Okay, these are callings as well. These folks relied on me. We had an employee at the store. I had subcontractors that depended upon the work that the sales of the store generated. And I was not in a position, I felt at that time, to pack everybody up in three or four suitcases and be off. The answer was no. Jeff had a hard time arguing with that. Jeff had never been married. Good guy. Don't know why, but he had just never been married. So he had a hard time arguing with that, and he came to find out early on in our relationship that usually if we got into a discussion or, shall we say, an argument about such things, that I usually had all my ducks in a row, and I normally won. So he just was patient about what he did. And so he encouraged to stay active in church. Well, one day, I read an article in the Lutheran. And in the Lutheran magazine, there was a brief description of a lay school in the Northwest Synod of Wisconsin. Sounded like it was really neat. I wasn't going to go, but it was nice to see that this was something that was new and refreshing. And it was embracing the challenges of the church. So I brought it to church and I said, "Jeff, take a look at this." And he looked at it. Now, up until this point, the one thing that he figured out about me was, and that is that I have lived life never wanting to have any regrets about what if. In other words, I never wanted to stand in a mirror in the morning and look at myself and say, "What if you had done? What if you had went? What if you had said?" Now, I'll be the first one to tell you that such an outlook on life can get you in a lot of trouble. And it did. But it also was enriching, and I think to this day I can still say I can look in the mirror and not have to ask myself that question. Jeff knew that about me. So where most people would look at this and say, "Bill, you should go. Bill, you need to go. I'm telling you to go. You need to make this decision right now." He knew that kind of stuff went absolutely nowhere. So he looked at the article, and I remember this like it was yesterday. If you were to go, can you get the time off? Well, I was self-employed. It was one weekend a month. Sure, I can do that. And by the way, I should also mention that this is the same lay school that both Karen and Jack are attending now. So he looked at it a little more and he said, "You know, there's no fund set up here at church for this." He said, "You're going to probably have to pay for this yourself. Can you afford that? If you went?" "Yeah, I probably could." He took the magazine, he folded it up, he handed it to me. He looked me right straight in the eye and he said, "Bill, if you don't do this, you're going to regret it for the rest of your life." He knew right where to hit me. And he knew he had me because I couldn't argue with that. I had no defense for that. And so I pondered it. And as it turns out, I came back a week later and I said, "I have decided to go, but I have to wait another year." And he said, "Why?" I said, "The class is full, Jeff, but if I tell you I'm going to go, I'm going to go." Well, unfortunately, Jeff wasn't there to sign my papers to go to lay school. He moved on to another call. Those papers were signed by another pastor, and by the time I went to school, there was another pastor there, Pastor Michael, who became a dear friend and my mentor. And after that, you would think everything just opened right up, but it didn't. I came back after completing the course, and I did just exactly the same things I'd done before I left. I taught Sunday school. I supply preached once in a while. I was an assisting minister. And I was happy. And then the Holy Spirit changed everything. That's something that we can't control. That was the gist of my call. "Bill, if you don't do this, you're going to regret it for the rest of your life." That was how it worked. Now, fortunately for me, I didn't have to pack everybody up and move away. Fortunately for me, I got to sleep in my own bed every night. I got to be with my children and my wife. I got to watch them grow up. And even today, attending seminary right now, I get to do it right here in this office. I get to be here every Sunday. But the call continues and the call changes. And more importantly, my call is different than yours. Now, when we read today's gospel, for years and years and years and years, this call to the brothers to come forward and follow Jesus was always about clergy. It was always about, well, you should go to seminary. You should think about a deeper education. They were fishermen. They were casting nets and they were mending nets. And yet Jesus said, "Trust me, and I will help you fish for people." And that call isn't just meant for bishops and pastors and lay ministers. That call was meant for all baptized. That call is laid out there for us to struggle with what the Holy Spirit is asking us to do. Because, I hate to disappoint you, but this is something you just don't retire from. Each and every one of you are sitting here today, from the very youngest to the very oldest, with a sense of call, with a hunger, with a sense and a love of our Lord Jesus. And that within us is just exactly that. It's a struggle to find out, a struggle to discern and ask ourselves what that is today, and understanding that it's going to change. And that we have the okay to change with it. That as our lives change, our needs change, and the needs of others changes, that these things can change too. And to know that it does not have to be as radical as Jesus walking by Peter, walking by John, Andrew, these four brothers. You realize what they did that day? They lived in an area where it was a struggle each and every day to feed themselves. They lived, but they themselves had a way of doing that. They were fishermen. Fish was a great part of everybody's diet back then. So they had their own boats. They had their own nets. And yet, when Jesus walked by, they answered that call. By the way, how would you like to be Zebedee in this story? His workforce, his entire workforce got up and left. He was sitting in the boat all by himself, mending nets. Now, I'm sure the Holy Spirit had a plan for that too, and that Zebedee had plenty of help to continue fishing. But this was a big stretch for them. It was their call. But make no mistake, it can be as big and bold as what we read today in the gospel, and it can be as quiet and silent and yet just as powerful. Not asking us to displace ourselves, but yet displace what is in our heart and replace it with the love of Christ, and then answer that call. Because from the very day Jesus began his ministry, the world has never been the same since. And thanks be to God for that. So it's about discerning what the Holy Spirit is calling us to do. It's discerning what the Holy Spirit, who the Holy Spirit is calling us to be. And I do believe that there is guidance in Scripture, because today we will gather as a congregation today and we will do the work of this church for the next year. And as I wrote in my letter, there are things that are foreseen coming. There are things that we will not see. And to this point, we have had the faith to let the Holy Spirit lead. And I would hope and pray that we would do the same while we discern our call as individuals and as a Christian family. What is God calling me to do? That's a big question. What is God calling me to do? That's exactly what the apostles probably asked themselves more than once. But the Holy Spirit answered them. I know the Holy Spirit will answer us too. Listen. Listen to the Spirit. Listen to the words of Christ. Look for your call, who you are, from the very simplest to possibly the most complex. But trust the Spirit in guiding that. Amen.